USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Chicago judge is setting bail at $100,000 for Jussie Smollett after his arrest for filing a false police report. The Empire actor claimed he was assaulted by two masked men wearing pro-Trump hats who hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him. Cook County prosecutor Risa Lanier says the actor hired two brothers to help stage the attack.
Smollett stated that he wanted them to appear to attack him on the evening of January 28, 2019, near his apartment building in Streeterville.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. is telling longtime Trump ally Roger Stone to zip it. The judge told Stone that he can make no further comments about his case to the media. Stone did apologize to the judge after posting an Instagram photo with her image of crosshairs above her head. Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. The Dow lost 104 points to close at 25,851. This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Alabama woman who left the United States to join ISIS is not an American citizen and won't be allowed to return. Pompeo was on NBC's Today Show.
She may have been born here. She is not a U.S. citizen, nor is she entitled to U.S. citizenship.
Is that because she was the daughter of a diplomat and she was born here? Is that?
That's right.
The Secretary of State continues.
There are now over 800 terrorists that are being held, foreign terrorist fighters that are being held in Syria today. She's just one of them. She is a terrorist. She's not a U.S. citizen. She ought not return to this country.
18-year-old University of California Santa Cruz student Colin Howard is facing charges for allegedly creating an app to sell drugs. Police say Howard disguised the Banana Plug app as a game, but it did allow users to buy a variety of drugs, including cocaine, meth, and mushrooms. If convicted, Howard could face as many as 40 years in prison and up to a $5 million fine. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Residents of Stockton, California have been through a lot, from widespread foreclosures to the city going bankrupt. Starting on Friday, a bunch of Stockton residents will be getting a monthly payment of $500. This is known as a universal basic income. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She explains more about this program in Stockton on Fox News.
So they've created a very targeted, narrow program. It's not really a UBI program at all. What it does is it affects about 4% of the population in Stockton. It goes, this $500 they're giving out only goes to people below a certain median income, which is actually the opposite of a UBI program. A UBI program says everyone, regardless of income, regardless of employment,
gets
a payout. The thinking being that this gets rid of the disincentives for people who are getting aid to not find work. Now, in Finland and in Canada, they've tried these programs and they have found the opposite to be true. They have found that by paying people not to work, you don't create any incentives to attach people to the workforce anymore. So that creates some problems.
As far as if these programs work, Dupler says,
It's amazing to me. Proponents of a UBI program, they say that this is a way to get rid of inequality and to help people who can't work. But you look at the examples of places that have tried this that have really robust social safety nets, and they even say that this does nothing to try and correct those inequalities. And everywhere, Finland and Canada, as I mentioned before, that have tried these programs have canceled them because they have shown to be ineffective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's Ram Truck Month. From now until the end of March at Stephen Wade Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. And we have lots and lots of Ram trucks. About 200 to be exact, on the ground, with more coming. So come in and get up to $14,600 off a new 2018 Ram 1500. Or how about 0% for 72 months for all 2018 heavy-duty 2500, 3500s, and 1500s. We'll not be undersold. We'll meet or beat any Vegas, Salt Lake, or Idaho deal. All reasons why you've got it made at Stephen Wade. 0% is in lieu of all rebates and CCAP savings. With approved credit.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
If you ever feel lonely, just remember the NSA is always there. Watching, looking, listening, and quietly stalking your every move. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Our forebears came not for gold, but mainly in search of God and the freedom to worship in their own way. We've been a free people living under the law with faith in our Maker and in our future. I've said before that the most sublime picture in American history is of George Washington on his knees in the snow at Valley Forge. That image personifies a people who know that it's not enough to depend on our own courage and goodness. We must also seek help from God, our Father and Preserver.
Well, amen to that. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I got great Uncle Milty sitting by me.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
A lot of things. A lot of things to talk about. First of all, there's a big rumor that Q put out. And I say rumor just because I haven't seen any documentation, but... There was an assertion, we'll call it an assertion, chatter on the ground that Romney might have sent wire transfers to Ann Coulter to pay her off to be a never-Trumper.
Hmm.
And it just seems about the last year or so, she's been sort of really vocal, you know, about her view on Trump, even though before that she was very supportive and positive. And it doesn't mean that somebody can't change their view on somebody. It was such a drastic turnaround so quickly. And then with this assertion, which is kind of interesting, that it also alluded to maybe several wire transfers. Kind of an interesting rumor. I thought I would throw that out there just because I find it a little intriguing. In fact, Anne was booked for the show twice, and she canceled within minutes before her appearance, which was really odd. Be odd because, you know, 350 to 400 guests a year, sometimes over that. I've never had that happen. I've never had a guest do that twice to me, where just as we were about to go on, you know, they did a no-show. And Romney did a no-show. Romney would not come on my show, refused to come on, answer any questions. Mm-hmm. He only did bought and sold people, and because he wanted the softballs when he was running for senator for my state. So I just... It's kind of interesting. I thought I'd throw that out there. And yesterday we were talking just a little bit about, a little lot about EMPs. And I got so much good feedback from this. Talking about preparedness a little bit because we've sort of dropped the ball on preparedness the last few years. It seems like people aren't as, I don't know, concerned. Are you concerned about something happening like an EMP?
No.
No.
And I don't think it's to anybody's advantage to start something like that. I really don't. I don't think there's any nation in the world right now that would be at any advantage by doing that.
Okay, what about from within? I can see some advantages.
I have a hard time with that because it actually just brings a halt to everything. Mm-hmm. And that disrupts the entire world. You can't just... We're the linchpin right now in the world. If you take out the linchpin, everything falls apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're funding all these NGOs and all the. I get what you're saying.
We're funding everything.
And that
would
end.
The UN.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't end.
We cover more than 20% of the UN. We cover if not more. We cover a pretty significant portion.
So I think we're kind of safe in that regard, and that they can't just take us out. That's why they're trying to do it the way they're doing it. They're trying to do it politically.
Mm-hmm. By to get us to consent to it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. You could feel differently. 888-673-1450. I actually do think that it would benefit them to get rid of... I don't think it would matter to them to get rid of a significant portion of loafers on the system. I can see that it would benefit them. I can. But that's me.
There's a problem, Kate.
What's that?
An EMP, you can't just fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just turn it back on. It mm-hmm. would take 50 years to mm-hmm. turn it back on.
Yeah, interesting.
The facilities aren't there to rebuild what's destroyed by an EMP. So that's why I say it's not to anyone's advantage. They can't come and rebuild mm-hmm. it and start it back up under their control mm-hmm. tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would be to their advantage, but yeah. they can't do that.
Right. I think they can use certain things to offset or diminish things that they don't want to admit financially. That take 9/11, the day before, of course, they announced $2.3 trillion. Everybody forgets it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that they would use some vehicles to maybe have us forget very quickly. And that would happen in a disaster. We would forget very quickly if something very, very big financially happened. I think there are reasons, actually, that it would benefit globalist deep state to do it. But I can see your points, too. So, you know, it's a good discussion. If you sure. want to get in on this, 888-673-1450, what do you think? I'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
The only ones that I can see that could feel like they would benefit from mm-hmm. it are the terrorists, you know, where...
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're looking for that jihad to end everything, mm-hmm. and they've actually announced that they've called on individual lone wolf jihadists to try to do that, you know, to bring down the grid.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that gives me real pause to think that someone could do it.
Interesting. Okay. Okay.
But, you know, because they don't care mm-hmm. about society. They don't care about the continuing life of the populace, you know.
Yeah.
It's just...
I don't think they do
bring
either.
On that.
I think they think that we're in the way. I think that they think there are way too many of us. And they've talked about it extensively, too. So I'm not just coming
about
up with
just
that.
Wiping out the infidels.
Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
Yeah. I mean, there are some things to think about there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I don't agree with Uncle Milty.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a foreign country, China, Russia, Korea, any of those could mm-hmm. do that to us. And yes, it would take us down,
mm-hmm.
but it would also make it easy for them to just walk in on us because it would make it so we couldn't defend ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their ways. I'm sure that they could repair things a little at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would hurt us, and I think we have to be watchful. And mm-hmm. that is something to worry about.
Yeah, thank you for that. Great thought. Thank you. When I look at government, and you might see this differently, Uncle Milty, when I look at government and I see what we are willing to do with other countries, what do? We demonstrate a coup. We cause chaos. We go in. We take over. We profiteer. There's lots of things that we do inside a coup. But even wars, you know, we've thrown ourselves into wars knowing that they were for alternative or ulterior motives. And I didn't mind that people were dying because of that. What I'm talking about, of course, would be on a grander scale, but the mode of, you know, operandi, the mode of how they operate is to sort of blame it on something, have something happen, blame it on something, get away with murder while they're doing it, and pretend that they didn't do it in the first place, and it is like the ultimate false flag because that would get rid of a significant portion of people. But I also do understand that they do need a significant portion of us to keep financially going as well. So I get what you're saying. I just examining government. I mean, how they work is pretty intriguing.
It is, but an EMP,
mm-hmm.
An EMP can be retaliated against also.
Mm-hmm.
We have the capability of setting off a nuke above China, above mm-hmm. Russia, above Europe. So if that was to happen to us, we'd retaliate. And the whole world would be in darkness. Mm-hmm. So it just doesn't pay. It doesn't pay for anybody to do it. People think, well, how could we retaliate? There are hardened sites that won't be affected by an EMP.
Yeah, anybody, like their underground bunkers?
Well, no, but there are ways to protect things from EMPs, mm-hmm, you know. And I can't, the name of it's eluding mm-hmm me right now, but it's a cage that actually takes and grounds, the Faraday cage, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and it grounds everything. Mm-hmm. So the government has Faraday cages with equipment in it. That
bunkers that are built like Faraday
cages. Of
course. So underground. Virginia.
There would be a retaliation, mm-hmm, just like if there was a nuclear attack, be a retaliation. Then that prevented nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of retaliation.
What about a financial reset that they don't want us going and tossing people out of Congress and you know how overseas they're tossing people in elected office into garbage cans? What about a reset that they could not be blamed for, but that maybe a catastrophe would sort of divert attention away from financial resets, because we're getting to that point.
I think that's possible, but mm-hmm, I don't think they need to do it that way. Mm-hmm. I think they can just do it and get away with it.
Okay. All right. 888-673-1450 if you want in on this. You're more than welcome.
I mean, look at all that they get away with mm-hmm now.
Mm-hmm.
What would the only thing stopping them from that, taking that very next step, mm-hmm, is that they don't want us to revolt. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing they're really working against, is to get us to go along.
Yeah. But if we don't, and if there is a significant portion that wake up and do not go along with that, would they be that drastic? Well, I know I have felt for a long, long time that they've had cancer cures. Rockefeller Inc., has been sitting on a lot of things like that, but they allowed deaths to happen. In fact, how many get cancer? 1 in 3, right? To go on, because that sort of quells the population, keeps it down a little bit. And some of you might think that's an outrageous thought. I don't, because after studying it for so long, I don't know if there's any other thing you could come up with our technologies today. But they've already significantly been doing the very thing I'm talking about. It's just skirted to cancer. It's just skirted to all these other things that we don't blame government for.
Well, and that's true. And let's not forget that they're also very patient.
Mm-hmm.
They started this movement 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very patient to get to where they are today. Now, they seem to be of late a little bit more impatient, because it looks like we may be starting to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a large percentage of our population that's so ignorant of what's going on, mm-hmm, and what our government's about and what our constitution's about and what the world is about. The only thing they mm-hmm care about every day is that their TV comes on and their six-pack of beer is sitting there. So with that portion of the population, mm-hmm, nothing matters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We'll attack this a little bit more when we come back. And also, of course, we have some news as well. And there are some good things that are going on right now. And also a couple of things that have me worried. So we'll come back. A couple of things, kind of interesting things that have just happened. So be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions, even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
The 2018 Lincoln MKZ at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is refined power at your control. With an available twin turbocharged 3.0-liter engine producing 400 horsepower, it's an exhilarating driving experience. And with MKZ retractable panoramic glass roof, change your outlook with a simple press of a button. Right now you can get 0% for 60 months and up to $3,800 in total savings from MSRP. Of $52,360 on the new 2018 Lincoln MKZ. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. In stock inventory only. See
dealer for details.
Even in the desert, the temperatures can drop significantly. Save money and keep your family warm and cozy throughout the fall and winter months with a furnace checkup from A-Zion Mechanical. A poorly functioning or broken heating system can cause expensive repairs and high energy bills. Let A-Zion Mechanical save you money on your energy costs by providing you with the highest quality service. Call A-Zion Mechanical today for the $69.99 furnace checkup. They'll have you up and running the same day. Or visit azionmechanical.com.
Don't miss out on The Active Life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Mm-hmm. And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code Kenyon, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kenyon.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, your next car is just a click away. Avoid the hassle of the car lot shuffle at NewbieBuickGMC.com. You can easily search cars and trucks by make, model, and feature. Check out the complete lineup of 2019 GMCs and Buicks. Right now, you can get a savings of over $11,000 off MSRP on 2019 GMC 1500 trucks. And get special deals on GMC Acadias, heavy-duty Duramax diesel trucks, and Buick LaCrosse. All of them include manufacturer deals like select cash and bonus cash in addition to the already low newbie price. Call today and ask for me, Todd Johnson, and I will make your first car payment up to $500. You heard right. In addition to all the great deals and rebates newbie has to offer, I am going to make your first car payment for you.
Shop online for your car anywhere you are. Go to NewbieBuickGMC.com for specials and daily updates. Experience car buying the newbie way at NewbieBuickGMC.com today. And don't forget, Todd Johnson is making your first car payment.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You're going to love our President's Day sale going on right now with all our best brands. Serta, Beautyrest, and iComfort. Save up to $600 on select iComfort and Beautyrest adjustable sets. Or get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Super Pillow Top Queen mattress for just $499. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the mattress that's right for you. Plus, free delivery, setup, and disposal of your old mattress. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
I'm Judy Barakal. I've got over 7 years of sobriety, and I work for Lionsgate Recovery. My life before recovery was full of self-doubt, self-loathing. It was chaotic, and it was messy. I found some therapists that helped me out along the way, and I saw that they gave me that chance, and I wanted to be that person that gave somebody else the opportunity to have recovery and to live a healthy life. You have so much to offer so many people, and we want to help you walk through that.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a half past four and I'm shifting gear.
You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you are. And I've got Uncle Milty with me. Big thank you to Chris Ann Hall in the last hour. And just talking about what could happen? What's next? And we had a show yesterday on basically EMPs and just a whole lot of stuff. In fact, I'll be doing a show soon on the Request Freedom Act, you know, request for what the Department of Defense is kind of up to right now. They're doing a lot with time travel and wormholes. What in the what? So there have been these requests for information, and what's coming out is there's Stargate and just a lot of stuff going on. You know, sometimes I don't think we give CERN its due on weirdness and what they're trying to actually attempt under the whole thing of science. But with that being said, because we've done shows on CERN, and I've had whistleblowers on CERN, but what are we really trying to do? I mean... Wormholes and time travel?
Do you know, I know someone who believes that UFOs are not UFOs at all, that they're time travelers.
That's interesting.
And that's why they never let us actually see them.
Mm.
Because time travelers have to be careful before, so they don't create a what is it called?
Yeah.
Parallax or something.
That's interesting. That's an interesting theory. Yeah. I mean, I've heard it all.
Yeah.
From they're really dark spirits to that, to you know, religiously to that, you name it. But yeah, this is kind of interesting that January 16th, 2019, so just a month ago, the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, had to respond to the Freedom of Information Act, and it confirmed 38 papers examining exotic propulsion technologies as genuine. And of course, propulsion papers on warp drive and wormhole travel. And didn't Nicholas come up with this or had this?
Tesla? Back
in the day, back in the low 1900s.
Well, he had a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh. And I'm pretty sure that time travel was part of what he was on top of, which was, or at least examining at the time. I can't remember. I'll have to relook at my notes. But that'll be interesting. I'll try to go over this soon on the show and really give these papers a look-see to kind of see what they're up to. But that's why we were talking yesterday about these monuments. These monuments seem to, you know, align or have something to do with calculating things that come out of space or can be kind of interesting as far as that goes within that topic. And so does that have anything to do with even this topic within time travel and all of that? And so what is CERN really up to? Because all these nations seem to be giving them an awful lot of money. It's located in Geneva, isn't it? And they're steadily at work on what they're doing. And some people say, well, Kate, that's just science. And they're just, they're just working on molecules. Yeah, I get that. But I've also had whistleblowers come on and sort of dissect that and say that is not all that's going on there. They're doing some pretty warped stuff there, too. And so we'll have to talk about that on a show, because I always find this kind of stuff interesting,
it
at
is.
Least to explore, right? A couple of things I do want to mention. The court gave Trump an EPA victory over a Soros-backed group. And this is what I'm talking about. We were talking about the CONCON and the Constitution in the last hour. That the court, the victory is that, hey, you know, if you're an Al Gore and you happen to work for a government agency, you can't just get the contract and the money to work on, say, I don't know, climate change, because it might benefit you in the amount of gazillions of dollars, because you're at the head of you know, government organization A, and you're also the recipient. Mm. Wouldn't that kind of be a no-brainer? So they did give that win to Trump, which was nice to see that. But my gosh, you would think that is impossible, right? The same person, but it did happen with Al Gore. He went even into congressional hearings over it, and nothing really ever happened.
No, the EPA was famous for this. Mm-hmm. They gave grants to scientists and then told the scientists what to say. In effect, they bought their testimony.
Mm-hmm.
This is why there are scientists who do agree that human-caused climate change exists. They were paid to say it.
Yeah, they get money.
But that's been ruled against now. Apparently somebody figured out that it's not good to let people pay for opinions like that.
Yeah. The fact that even had to go to court is just amazing.
Uh-huh.
But it
does. Didn't.
Yeah, and... So there's been a couple of wins, too. I know Missouri's putting forth a pro-life. And then, of course, you have Vermont, who says anything goes for abortion. So I don't want to spend a ton of time on those two. But I think there are over 10 states now that have gone so pro. And just this is another reminder that Roe versus Wade was only an opinion, not a ruling. Yeah. And that if a state can take it to the 10th degree and say that anything goes in murder.
They can take it the other way.
Yeah.
Too.
And so this is proof positive that states can decide and that they don't have to go by what the Supreme Court said on a Texas opinion of Roe versus Wade that happened in Texas. And so your state can go to bat for this. And hopefully you're living in a state that does. Even my conservative state is clueless and has no courage and they're awful. But, you know, you might be in a state that actually this is working for you. Missouri, lucky you, you guys are introducing at the very least, a pro-life parental notification. And so at least they have to tell the other person that they want one. They still get the sole decision. But and it's by no means it's going to solve anything and take away this hideous practice, but at least it's a step. So there are steps being taken by states. And I just wanted to put that out there again, because if we don't start really urging our states to get courage and to start passing laws that protect the unborn, then you know what? We get everything we reap. We deserve every condemnation in the everything that's coming to us if we don't stand up for these babies. I just can't even imagine. I can't even imagine not standing up for these babies. Anyway, so please urge your state. One thing that was kind of negative that I saw was Trump saying, yeah, let's have 6G. Let's make sure we're not really... No! There's so many problems with 5G coming. I can't even tell you. We have way too many issues coming with 5G health-wise that are really going to be incredibly horrible for us. And so I just wanted to make sure that we understand what's coming. I don't think we get it. And it's going to be, what, introduced next month?
Is it?
Uh-huh. I mean, really kind of rolled out next month. They didn't do it at the big technological, the big meetings they had in Vegas or whatever, but they're doing it at the meeting, I think, in Barcelona.
Is it going to be automatic or you have to pay for it?
It's going to be automatic.
Oh.
They're bumping up, and it is bad news because it just creates so much worse radiation in our homes that people, boy, you want to get on a good business, and that would be to reduce radiation in your home because of the effects of this. So we're going from a tower to a shoebox, and those shoeboxes are placed, you know, the shoebox size. So we're going from huge to smaller, but way more potent in the radiation capability. I know. And our homes are already doused in it. I mean, our homes are already having health effects from too much radiation around us all the time. I mean, you have to factor in, people have wireless and they have, we have all kinds of methods. We have our cell phones right next to us as we sleep, but there's all kinds of things going on. And I know this has been more of a hippie liberal cause. It's a real concern for all of us is the amount of radiation coming in from 5G, and we better wake up to it. It's not talked about a lot because it is considered some hippie kind of, you know, you're kind of a weirdo if you think it's a problem. Why in the world would the government be saying it's a problem? Even the FDA was coming out and saying, this is bad. This is bad. Health stuff's coming your way. Health problems are coming your way because of 5G. How in the world? Why in the world would we say 6G now? This is ridiculous. So we need to rein that in. Good heavens. Jesse Smollett, want to talk about that?
Sure.
He wanted a big pay raise, evidently.
Yeah.
He was ready to send innocent people to prison until he found out it was the two brothers, and then he decided no. His bail was set at, what, $100,000?
Mm-hmm.
$100,000? You know, if it was a white guy doing this, all hell would have broken loose. This was a white guy? Blaming
two blacks?
Yeah. So he deserves everything he gets, this character. He wanted notoriety. He wanted his 15 minutes, and he thought he could do it. I read a meme today that said, you know, only in America, in order to prove that there's racism, do you hire two brothers from Nigeria to attack you? Wow. Does that not speak volumes? ridiculous. This guy is just...
He's not real bright.
You know what? I know he's not real bright. And here's the deal. We have got to showcase this. I mean, if you're a good meme putter out, put it out there. We have got to make sure that this stops happening because it keeps on happening.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Nobody's doing anything about it. I mean, they have to prove some crazy narrative that we're all racist and that it's your white Christian supporter of Trump that's the worst. Really? It's these liberals that are the worst. Bad character, horrible violence problem.
Well, they're the ones that have no problem doing anything unethical or immoral.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. They prove it all the time.
Yeah.
The lies, the misinformation, the accusations. Look what they did to Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. None of that turned out to be true, or ever did they come up with any evidence.
Yep. And you know what? They don't mind.
No.
They don't mind that Hillary's lied. They don't mind that
apparently
she let people
not.
Die in Benghazi. They don't mind
because
that Elizabeth Warren lies.
Good.
Yeah, it's for the better good. So lying gets you to the better good?
Well, when did it become that the means justify the ends?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about a horrible means. I mean, what kind of end do you get when the game you're playing is built on lying? I mean, that's your whole point. There is no greater good that ever comes
right.
out of that, but they're sold on that idea. And so these people will go along with these lies. They'll go along with baby murders. They'll go along with, at 9 months, they'll go along with all this stuff. And you have to think, what is in the mind of the American liberal these days, the liberal progressive, that they would support all of this and stand there and do nothing about it? Where's their conscience? Who are these people? And your male Christian white guy that wears a Trump hat is your problem? They're the only thing I trust.
The only thing I can think of is that people are so ignorant anymore mm-hmm. that they believe that if all this was to happen the way the progressives want it to, is that we'd all live like millionaires. Not like poor people.
Right,
we'd
yeah.
all become millionaires
yeah.
under this new yeah. social system.
Do you know what the UN wants in the Agenda 21, Agenda 30? 10 liters of water? 10 mm-hmm. liters of water per person a day? That's half a shower for one person in your family. No cooking, no anything. That was their idea of equality with water. That's their idea. These socialists, oh, well, you can get by on that. No problem, right? That's their idea of fairness. They had that written in.
But they're going to soak in their swimming pool.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take your calls right when I come back. Phones are lighting up. We'll take your calls. Please call back in, 888-673-1450. Happy to hear from you. Be right back.
Are you trying to lose weight and get in shape? Are you trying to recover from an injury or surgery? Or are you trying to improve your overall health? A swim spot or hot tub can offer you a multitude of options to lose weight, get in shape, and improve your cardiovascular health. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool has an amazing combination hot tub swim spa unit. Let Absolute Spa show you how quick, easy, and affordable it can be to own your own hot tub or swim pool. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, 765 North Bluff Street, or AbsoluteComfortUtah.com to learn more.
Hey, this is Steve with Garage Doors Only. Did you know that each year over 10,000 people are hurt or injured attempting to repair their own garage door? At Garage Doors Only, our team of professionals can safely repair or replace your garage door or motor. Our business is family owned and operated, and we service all of Southern Utah and the Mesquite area. Don't be a statistic. Call the professionals at Garage Doors Only, 435-868-1200.
In business for over 35 years, the Zion Eye Institute has grown into the largest and most comprehensive eye center in Southern Utah, continually striving to be the best and always looking for new ways to better take care of their patients. With the experience and expertise to cover every area of eye care, their specialists use only the most advanced technologies and state-of-the-art equipment. You can count on each of their specialists being board certified and fellowship trained to handle everything from the simplest to the most complex cases, which means there's no need to travel to Salt Lake City, or Las Vegas for specialized eye care. Just one of the many reasons the Zion Eye Institute was named one of the top 50 eye surgery centers in the United States and is the number one eye care provider for Medicare patients in the state of Utah. With four convenient locations, scheduling an appointment in St. George, Cedar City, and Mesquite is easy. Just call 656-2020, 656-2020, or online at zioneye.com. Zion Eye Institute, Southern Utah's premier eye care center.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy wants to be your partner in wellness.
If you take several prescription supplements or over-the-counter medications every day, it can be a challenge. Minimize that stress by having all those pills pre-packed at Stuckey Family Pharmacy. Pre-packing provides several benefits. First, it's a free service. Having your prescriptions pre-packaged and delivered at no cost saves you time and stress. Plus, you never miss or forget a pill because they'll be pre-packaged not only by day, but by time of day. Pre-packaging is also convenient. You can get a month's worth of medications at one time, delivered right to your door. And because all of this is monitored by your pharmacist, you can rest assured that your medications and their doses are completely accurate and free from pill interactions. Ask about the free pre-packaging next time you stop by Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy, your partner in wellness. Off Telegraph near Kohl's or at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, your next car is just a click away. Avoid the hassle of the car lot shuffle at NewbieBuickGMC.com. You can easily search cars and trucks by make, model, and feature. Check out the complete lineup of 2019 GMCs and Buicks. Right now, you can get a savings of over $11,000 off MSRP on 2019 GMC 1500 trucks. And get special deals on GMC Acadias, heavy-duty Duramax diesel trucks, and Buick LaCrosse. All of them include manufacturer deals like select cash and bonus cash in addition to the already low newbie price. Call today and ask for me, Todd Johnson, and I will make your first car payment up to $500. You heard right. In addition to all the great deals and rebates Newbie has to offer, I am going to make your first car payment for you.
Shop online for your car anywhere you are. Go to NewbieBuickGMC.com for specials and daily updates. Experience car buying the Newbie way at NewbieBuickGMC.com today. And don't forget, Todd Johnson is making your first car payment.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Lisa T said,
"When I went to Red River Health, I was at the end of my rope. I was feeling so depressed and unhealthy, and it seemed like no medical doctor was willing to take the time to tell me what was really wrong with me. After a comprehensive blood test, Dr. Swindlehurst went over the findings and told me exactly what I needed to do to get healthy again. I finally feel like I'm on the road to a healthier me. My only regret is that I didn't do this earlier."
This is Dr. Joshua Red, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Whoa, Black Betty, bam, lamb. Whoa, Black Betty, bam, lamb. Black Betty had a child. Bam, lamb, the damn thing gone wild. Bam, lamb, she said it weren't none of mine. Bam, lamb, the damn thing gone blind. Bam, lamb, I said, oh, Black Betty.
Bam, hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Uncle Milty, how are you?
I'm good.
We were just shaking our head over this whole Smollett thing, and so glad that something's happening to him, because usually nothing happens.
That's right.
Usually it's swept under the rug, and the liberals ignore it. And I do always wonder where the conscience of some of these people are, and what they're about when they totally don't even care about the lies and about all of the junk that's going on right now.
The only thing the liberal progressive politicians are worried about right mm-hmm. now is how to cover up the fact that when it first came out, they were talking all the junk
mm-hmm.
and saying how awful it was. It was a modern day lynching. It was this, it was that. White people are evil. Now they have to figure out how to get that back in the box.
And how do you do it when you have schools out there that are perpetuating and teaching this and adopting this as a curriculum, how racist white people are? Santa Barbara, starting in September, started to be pointed out for this, and they actually, the parents sued.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when the parents don't sue? As you know, we're getting adopted curriculums that teach the following. And this is in a public school in Santa Barbara, right? Just for instance, collusion of white people working together, either intentionally or unintentionally, consciously or unconsciously. I guess we're not even conscious of our racism.
Mm-hmm.
White people privilege, unearned access. This is what they're trying to teach the kids, unearned access to resources that enhance one's chances of getting what one needs or influencing others. And also, some people, this is another one, some people, this was taught in transitional kindergarten through grade 3. Some people say that there are only two genders, but really there are many. And for some people, there are more than just two choices. These are just a few words people use: trans, genderqueer, non-binary, gender fluid, transgender, gender neutral, agender, mm-hmm. neutrals, bigender, trigender. Third gender, what in the world? Two spirit. Oh my gosh. Anyway, and even more words people are using to describe their experience. This is called gender spectrum. Babies can't talk, so grown-ups make a guess by looking at their bodies. Babies can't talk, so adults look at their bodies and guess? Or are we looking at their bodies and going, he has a penis, I'm pretty sure he's male?
Well, wow. How sick is that? All the little girls I know have penises.
I didn't make a guess on my kids. I have boys and I have girls.
Wow.
We didn't guess. So this kind of curriculum, the other one was white people, a term used to describe people of European ancestry who have historically held positions of dominance, privilege, and social power.
Historically?
Yeah, this term has changed over time based on societal notions of those in power. Thank goodness that the parents sued, okay, and have been throwing them into court over this adopted curriculum in Santa Barbara. But the point is how many other schools are doing this where the parents haven't picked up on this yet? Because I have a little faith in California parents that they would even go after this. A lot of people turn a blind eye to this. You know why? Because they don't want to offend. So I'm actually shocked that Smollett that they are actually going after Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked about it. And the left progressives can diminish us as much as they want to. There's so many cases of this that get swept under the rug. And it should make all of us kind of sick that this is even going on. That you would have to hire two people from Nigeria to cause an act of racism to prove your point that there is racism in America when there isn't. There isn't.
It's insane.
It doesn't mean that there isn't any. But by all means, most of the country is not racist. So especially not the white Christian male. I mean, my gosh, you put me in a room with a progressive liberal and a guy wearing a MAGA hat. I'll take the guy with the MAGA hat. Thank you. And not just because he's a fellow conservative, but I actually would believe that this guy has somewhat of a conscience opposed to this liberal progressive who seems to just go with whatever, go with anything. Go with anything that fits a narrative and without a lot of conscience there. Doesn't stand up to any lying, doesn't stand up to any collusion, could care less. I actually heard a liberal say this, that Nancy Pelosi works really hard to get deals, but it is unfortunate that she takes money for it. That's how she gets the deal. She takes the money to get the deal. So you're really happy that she's able to go after and get bribes, but you're kind of upset, that she's made $200 million doing it. The two go hand in hand. And see, this is how they think.
Well, when you put, let's take gender as an example. There's now an infinite number of genders, not just male and female.
We just take a guess.
But let's relate that to one other thing.
Okay.
There is then no right and wrong either.
Yeah,
there's an infinite number of rights.
It's all gray.
And an infinite number of wrongs. It just depends on what's true for you.
Yeah. Your truth.
Yeah. So
at the moment,
bank robbery might be wrong to you.
Yeah.
But I can justify it for me.
Yeah. Well, you were broke that day.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
really
I wanted to help feed my neighbors.
So you had something good in mind, good
the
intention.
Bank, yeah.
That's the gray area. Yeah, we're getting into some crazy territory. It really worries me. It worries me when people aren't calling out their own. You know, I call out my own consistently because I see the issues and problems and the collusion and the just the hijacking of the stuff we get to see, you know, in government. You have to call out your own if you're going to be honest, and because it's happening on both sides of the aisle. But I don't see a lot of liberals doing that. Do you? I don't see liberal progressives do this.
No.
They will defend to the death the collusion and everything else. That worries me about people.
The judge mm-hmm. who's going to try this case was Smollett
mm-hmm.
is black. He said today, "As you stand before me, we presume you're innocent. But the state read me a proffer that is outrageous. And if true, the noose conjures up the greatest evil in this country."
Whoa.
He's not happy with Smollett. And to say that, you could almost, now the defense almost has grounds to ask for him to recuse himself after that statement.
And the first one already did. Lisa Fox, she already recused herself and won't say why. And now this one said that. That's interesting. Well, in an America where they try so hard for us to not think about race and call out this absurd racism that we all seem to have, they're constantly pointing it out. And they're constantly encouraging us to think within colored lines, which
is racist.
Which is racist. I mean, that's how nonsensical this is.
It is.
It's crazy town. And so if they actually did, if they did get him to recuse himself because he's black, I mean, then what? What color judge do we have on a case like this? Why can't we just look at the crime? Why isn't that the logic that's being talked about?
Because they don't let it be
that. Because they have to have this victimhood. There has to be a victimhood. Yep. Otherwise, what are you going to stand on?
They can't prove their case.
Yeah, what are you going to stand on? It's kind of like hate crime, you know, hate crime in America and how they're pushing for this and pushing for all these different classes. That was the whole point of it, wasn't it? That we weren't ever supposed to have classes, certain classes where that conjures up more hate than others. It was supposed to just be that we were all created pretty equally before the eyes of the law. Right? Isn't that the gem of the Constitution?
Supposedly.
Is equality just before the law? And so what are they trying to do? Create different classes where, oh, now, because you murdered them, now it's extra hate. Well, how about murder just being hate, the crime itself? There's not extra hate. It's just hate, no matter what it's based on. Because you want to end somebody's life. You want to do something to somebody. Rob them, steal from them, rape them, kill them. That's just a crime. That is a crime. You don't need to make it an extra hateful crime and make groups that are obviously going to get special, I don't know, terms under the law. It's ridiculous.
Things are so turned around. There's a video that just came out. It's from the University of California at Berkeley. There's a conservative group of kids that are standing out on the campus, and they're activists, and they're talking. And they talk to this guy that's walking by, and he stops, and he disagrees with what they're saying, conservative, and just hauls off and punches this guy square in the face. Why isn't he in jail right now for assault?
Why?
He was attacking a conservative. We don't put people in jail for that.
Yeah. No, we don't.
No. If he'd have been a liberal progressive black guy that got punched in the face by a white guy.
Yeah. Well, think of it this way, too. Trump just asked Newsom, governor of California, to give back $3.5 billion, right?
No, that's their money.
What if he was a black governor? Would racism have been played a part? And would it have been blamed?
He wouldn't have asked for it.
And everything subverted to race? Yeah. And so there really isn't much to stand on. It's two white guys. Trump's white. He's white. Yeah. Now what?
Same with this deal at Berkeley. Yeah. It was two white guys.
Yeah. It's just so easy to go there for a lot of people. So why aren't people with a conscience, even on the progressive, the most leftist side, calling that out for the ridiculousness of where we're headed on this? Are we going to have a Chinese judge if somebody is black now in America, because a black judge and a white judge won't work? What about somebody that just understands the law and looks at just the crime?
Well, judges are supposed to be able to do that.
Well, let's hope.
But
I don't have a lot of faith that we're going to ever be concerned with just the crime itself, or equality under the law.
Yes, since in the last 100 years, there haven't been any judges that have been able to manage that.
Yeah. Equality under the law truly was one of the gems of the Constitution, because it identified that social class and nothing was going to help you out of anything, that there was going to be equality under the law. And that's why it was written the way it was written. We as Americans have to defend equality under the law. Was the only kind of equality we were ever supposed to have. And when you start meddling with this and conjuring up and creating and making something more of this, now you have separate classes, and now you have a black judge that couldn't possibly judge another black person or white person. Now we have created all of these issues and problems. Don't let the media get away with it. Don't let these elected officials get away with it. They had that legislation, Booker and Pelosi, they had that legislation designed, the anti-lynching. Are you kidding me? We haven't had a lynching since when? 1981?
81 was the last one, but they were very, since the early 1960s, they just didn't happen.
Yeah. So they want a lynching for the lynchings that aren't happening right now, for the created lynchings. They have all of this done and ready by these think tanks. This is a huge problem in America. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. To fit a narrative. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi there.
I just wanted to remind you what they did to Roseanne Barr.
Yeah.
Versus what they're doing to this character.
You're right.
Nowadays.
You're right.
In Chicago. Yeah.
You are right. And they, they're sure not. Yeah, you're exactly right. They're not doing much to him via the entertainment. Thank you. But yeah, they made Roseanne Barr step down. Well, you can't have a conservative on TV. See? It's limited to, I think, 5 slots now. You get 5 slots in prime time for a conservative. And by the way, they have to be surrounded by liberals on the show. So, we have to be taught that they're stupid. They don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So the liberals can correct them constantly on whatever show it is. Have you ever noticed that?
Sure.
Yeah. It won't. We've gone off the rails on this. And it absolutely makes no sense, as it shouldn't, because this can't be logical.
but look at how many white progressives they've let off the hook for being in blackface.
Yeah.
Joy Behar.
Yeah.
Remember when
Ted Danson was dating Whoopi and they...
No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal.
He came in blackface with her and nobody said a word. They all thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very one-sided, and that's because the liberals own the media, and so we have to get used to the idea that media-driven anything is going to be completely bolstering up liberal progressives and diminishing, anything else. What's that?
When do you think somebody's going to bribe us?
Oh, that's funny. Everybody have a good one. Be back tomorrow. I have Alex Newman. I have Daniel Estulin. We have Pac Show tomorrow. So make sure you tune in for tomorrow's show. I know that Alex just wrote a piece on the cartels and government, the intertwining of them, which is very interesting, by the way. You'll want to listen to that. Brings up a lot of facts that are quite disturbing. So tune in tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. Thank you, Uncle Milty. And everybody have a good one.
My name's Tanya Bronson. I've been in recovery for over 18 years, and I work for Lionsgate Recovery.
The emotional piece for me was a lot of self-shame. I had no idea that there was another way to live.
To be able to take my own experience and
give some hope. We want everyone to have a sense of belonging, to engage on a level. It does bring a sense of unity, belonging, and we never have to be alone again.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
The 2018 Ford F-150 XLT truck at Ken Garf St. George Ford is stealing the show. Nothing says success like Ford, and the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT is sure to turn some heads. Now sporting the 2.7-liter EcoBoost, its power is found seemingly at any RPM with a smooth shifting transmission, keeping revs low and taking advantage of the prodigious torque on tap. Just announced, $12,900 in total discounts off MSRP on all in-stock 2018 Ford F-150 XLT 2-liter EcoBoosts. Ken Garf St. George Ford, we hear you. Unapproved credit through Ford Credit Finance. See dealer for details.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.